Good morning, KBC listeners. Jim Phillips here, and we are honored to do another segment with the Ennis Regional Medical Center. I'm joined in studio today with Brandy Ray, who is an RN, and she is also the clinical coordinator of the emergency department at Ennis Regional Medical Center. So, Brandy, welcome.
Welcome to you, too. Thank you.
Quick question for you. What's that title mean? What do you physically do over at the hospital?
I think that title means I have a lot of hats.
Big hats or little hats?
It depends on the chore.
Depends on
some
the chore.
Some are big, some are small.
Gotcha. Emergency department, though. I mean, obviously a lot of responsibility there. How long have you been in that department?
I have been the clinical coordinator of the emergency department for about 11 years now.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Now, Ennis Regional just recently got a new designation, as I understand it. You are now a trauma-designated facility.
Yes, that's correct. We've actually had our designation and maintained our designation for 11 years.
Okay, so tell me what is involved in that.
So the process starts whenever a hospital wants to be designated with approaching the state of wanting the designation. The state gives you its recommendations on how to achieve that, and then they give you about a 2-year time period to be able to get everything that they need. So in that time period, you have to gather all your information. It could be chart audits. It can be with your doctors on call, community outreach. There's just a ton of things going on there. So once you gather all the requirements and all the players, then you can go up to the state and they come in, they make their visit, and you present every one of the requirements that they've set before you, and they decide whether you're ready for the challenge.
2 years to go through that certification? Wow, that's something major. What does it mean to Ellis County to have that designation for Ennis Regional Medical Center?
It's actually huge. It's very beneficial for the community. Reason being is if you have a wreck right there on 287 that runs by the hospital, you don't have to waste time by being transported to a hospital that's far away. Time is muscle, time is energy, time you could lose lots of blood. There's all kinds of different things that can go into that you don't have time to waste in those kinds of situations. So our facility, our nurses are specially trained for trauma, to be ready for trauma. So are the physicians that are there, and we have medics in our emergency department as well. So with all of that, whenever you come into our emergency department, we can stabilize you. Get you ready for transfer if we don't have the capabilities or the specialties there, and we can make it a safe process for you so that you can get there in one to be able to go on to those specialty things that you need.
I'm going to go off script here for a second. What's the difference between a nurse and a medic?
Okay, so a nurse is a registered nurse. Pretty much everybody watches Grey's Anatomy.
Right.
So everybody
sure.
knows what a registered nurse is. We actually have paramedics in our emergency room, and they're veteran paramedics. So they're not just new paramedics that have just gotten through with school. So you have three different levels of emergency care as far as EMTs. People think that EMTs and paramedics are the same thing. That is not true at all. EMTs are your basics.
Okay.
Then you have intermediates. And they're the ones that are about the middle of the scale in that situation. And then you have your paramedics, and they're highly skilled. They can do ACLS, which is your codes. They can do the drugs in the codes. They can work all of the traumas, really specialized in what they do, and they're dang good at it. Like I said, my medic that I've got down there on one shift, he's got 27 years of experience. I've got another one that's got 15 years of experience. The other one, I think, has got 22 years of experience, and the other one, I think, has 28 years of experience.
I'm curious about how this process comes about. I'm in a car wreck. It's mm-hmm. I-35 in Milford, okay? Mm-hmm. How do I end up at Ennis Regional Medical Center? I mean, is that just simply you're known as the only trauma center in the county, so they're automatically going to take us there?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
It depends on what the accident entails. So if you've got minor injuries, you could come to Ennis Regional. If you've got injuries that are sustainable, where they can call the helicopter and they have that luxury to do that, they have that time, then they will call the helicopter and they'll transfer you out. If you're in a life-threatening situation, you don't have time for that helicopter. You need immediate intervention. That's where we come into play. They can bring you to us and we can do life-saving measures, stabilize you, and then transfer you out.
Gotcha. How long have you been a level 4 designated hospital?
11 years.
That's a pretty incredible time period, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, to hold that designation.
Do you have to be certified each year?
Every 3 years, we redesignate. The state comes back in to make sure. This is a 24/7 ongoing process. Just because we get our designation doesn't mean we get to stop. There's no rest period in between there. We still have to keep up with all the chart audits, making sure that my nurses hold their standard of care with the trauma. My doctors are within their standards of care. You have continuing education hours concerning just trauma that we have to do. And you have your specialty certs that we have to maintain. All of my nurses have ACLS training, which is advanced cardiac life support, PALS training, pediatric advanced life support, TNCC, trauma nurses, core course, and they all have BLS, basic life support. So those are the four certifications that are a must to work at Ennis Regional in the emergency department, and they maintain them.
I don't mean to laugh at you, but you clearly know your stuff. You spurt this stuff off like it's just in the top of your language, and I'm sitting here trying to learn it. And I'm like, holy cow, I can't even remember 2/3 of those incronyms, acronyms, what do they call those, acronyms, whatever it may be. So talk to me a little bit about what type of trauma patients you normally see. And I know there's no such thing as a normal day in trauma.
No, there's not. One of the questions when I get to heaven is going to be, Lord, what was up with the moon? Because when that moon is full, that's when we get the crazy, crazy stuff. This weekend, we got a bull accident.
Is it a bull rider?
No, it was at a farm, I guess. We get everything from bull accidents. I've had a deer accident before. It was one of these deer farms around here where the deer won. Got a hold of the gentleman and wow, did a pretty good number on him. We get gunshot wounds. We get stabbings. We get overdoses, car wrecks, obviously.
Sure.
You name it. We have gotten it.
Does ERMC, better known as Ennis Regional Medical Center, provide air transportation?
We sure do. We are pretty good with our flight times. I say as the crow flies, we can get you a helicopter within about 17 to 18 minutes.
So you're going to stabilize the person, and then if they need something major, get them onto a bigger, I shouldn't say better, but a bigger hospital. So, and basically what I understand is somebody that's got a higher level of expertise, whether it be neurological, whether it be physical, whatever.
Correct. Yeah, okay. That's
got
correct.
It. Cool beans.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for the information, Brandy.
Absolutely.
This was phenomenal. And I'm impressed, to say the least, to know that Ellis County is blessed to have somebody of your magnitude, your knowledge, to take care of people when they need it the most, when there's that traumatic accident or whatever it takes. So, Ennis Regional Medical Center, phone number there is 469-256-2167. Check them out. And if you ever need any more information about them too, you can always check out their website, which is ermc.com. Thank you for coming in today. We appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
Brandy, have a great day and keep them well out there. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.